I had to do something different today because it's day 200. We've been on this track for 200 days. We left Little Current August 17th last year, and we continue to work our way south. On day 200, we managed to get to New Providence Island, which is the island that has Nassau on it, and we're anchored just off the Bahamian compound of Peter Nygaard, the billionaire from fashion designer, whatever, from Manitoba. He was out already collecting $2 for dockage and trying to sell us Winnipeg sealskin fashions. On the way here today, we were taking the wind directly on the nose again, as we have a lot on this trip, and there was a squall to the north of us, and it was very cool. Off the back edge of the cloud, there were at least four potential water spouts. Some of them reached the surface of the water, but not all. Very cool, very cool. The pictures we took, I'll post later today or tomorrow. So for day 200, I'd just like to say how lucky we feel that we've had the ability to have this opportunity to move with the boat, bring it down here, hopefully get it somewhere where we can set up a base and entertain some of you folks from up north. This year we're kind of running out of time, but March is available. Anybody that can catch up with us, come on ahead. And in closing, I'd just like to say the last couple of days I've been invited to a baby shower, my first baby shower, and it's kind of cool because it will be the baby shower for my first grandson. Looking forward to that. Anyhow, this is a way tougher way of doing a blog than actually typing. It's tough to correct, and it's a pain in the ass to put these little snippets together. So you'll have to plod through reading and looking at pictures. This is likely the last time I'll do an audio file. But just have to tell you that this bay probably has 14 million different blues and greens. And I'm amazed every day at the color of the ocean. This is the captain and second officer of FRCA signing out.